Talking about corn. You say corn grows in a...
Yeah, it grows. You know, you can plant in big fields if you want to. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make lots, or if you're just going to plant just a rosemary patch, well, you can just plant your rosemary patch.
Mm-hmm. A patch is smaller than a field.
Yeah, it's a small place.
Mm-hmm.
We used to plant it, make it and have it to feed the mules and cows. Sometimes they give the cows, they give the shucks. They always like the shucks.
Mm-hmm.
We give that to them. And
what kind of fences do people used to have?
Well, that's rail fences. Split, out of green timber,
Mm-hmm.
Saw the trees down and saw them up in the length you wanted them,
Mm-hmm.
And make rails out of them.
Mm-hmm.
To fence it, If you use that kind, they always had rails about as long as that piece is there. And then they made a fence out of it.
Mm-hmm.
For fields, to go around the crops. That was the way they did most all of the farmland was that way, fenced with rails.
Mm-hmm.
But cow pens and things like that, a lot of times they use it with scrap lumber, They'd have lots left out, and when they generally laid they sawed off each side of it, and it was rough. And then that was thrown over to that, and then the stuff that they made was lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And they could use that first pieces that they sawed off of the block for rails.
Mm-hmm.
They could use that for other things, and then they'd... would bust these others open and make rails out of them,
mm-hmm.
and fence them.
Mm-hmm. What the?
Rail fences, make rail fences.
What other kinds of fences,
lumber fences, mostly around cow pens and things like that. You might use scrap lumber to build lots out of, to keep the cows in and separated from the caves. You let the cows go out every day and kept the caves, the cows up every night. They went out every day. And
mm-hmm.
the caves, we had to put the cows stayed in the pen and put the caves out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd done their little grazing then outside that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then next morning they brought back and milked and put the cows out, and then the cows were shut up all day.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence that you might have around your yard, though?
Well, you could use pickets. We used to have picket fences. They'd make them,
mm-hmm.
They'd cut them up in what length they wanted them, and then they'd split them up. That's what Daddy done.
Mm-hmm.
And make rail fences,
Pickets,
uh-huh.
Were they pointed up at the top?
Uh-huh, yeah. They take, and you chop off that side, and then this side, and leave a little peak up there. Run up.
Uh-huh. So it come up
yes.
to the point.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Were they nailed or put together?
Yeah, they was nailed on. They had to be nailed on. Now, the rail fences, they just put them up, They hit this way and that way, and there's crooked kind of.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fences do people have nowadays around their fields or on their property?
Well, most that I've seen has just been fences like you'd make rails or all kind of they used to, and they still do use some old rails. But the most of them, they put it up, I think, with wire.
Mm-hmm.
They use wire now.
What kind of wire?
Well, it's a wire like I got around the yard yonder. Fence wire.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fence wire.